It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 19th of October, the 292nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 73 days left in 2024, which means it's time to start thinking about your New Year's resolutions for our annual New Year's Day show, made up of your good intentions for 2025. So if you've already made up your mind about what you'll aim for in 2025, great, go ahead and send it to us. If not, be sure you send us your resolution or resolutions, if you're really ambitious, by the 15th of December. Did you follow the Nobel Prizes that were announced last week and this past Monday? Which prize interests you the most? For me, it's the Literature and the Peace Prizes. South Korea's Han Kang won the Literature Prize this year for, as the Nobel Committee wrote, her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. This is the first time a Korean has won the prize, so double congratulations to Han Kang. This year's Peace Prize went to the Japanese grassroots movement Japan Confederation of A and H Bomb Sufferers Organization, called Nihon Hidanko, which was formed in 1956 by the atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Their goal? To pressure the Japanese government to improve support of the victims and to lobby governments for the abolition of nuclear weapons. As the Nobel Committee wrote about the group, and I quote, "The atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, also known as Hibakusha, is receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again." The extraordinary efforts of Nihon Hidankyo and other representatives of the Hibakusha have contributed greatly to the establishment of a nuclear taboo. The two American atomic bombs that were dropped over Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945 killed approximately 120,000 people. A comparable number died later of burn and radiation injuries. It's estimated that 650,000 people survived the attacks. Because I believe that we must honor the suffering of others, I'm going to play a very difficult piece of music for you right now. It's called Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima, and it was written in 1961 by the Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki. I dedicate it to the Hibakusha with my recognition of and a profound apologies for what my country did to you. I also dedicate this to all who are currently suffering from the many wrong-headed governments penchant for inflicting violence on innocent civilians. Tough, isn't it? That was The Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima by Krzysztof Penderecki, performed by the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Antoni Witt.
Hello, I am Aros, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
I've got a nice little dessert to cheer you up at the end of the show. And there's the listener's corner, too. But first, it's time for the quiz. On the 21st of September, I asked you a question about a gender equality plan at France's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We reported on that plan in our article, France's Foreign Ministry Unveils 2-Year Gender Equality Strategy. You were to reread the article and send in the answer to this question. What is the Foreign Ministry's goal for promoting women to important posts? What is the percentage they're aiming for? The answer is, and I quote, according to the ministry, this year more than 45% of ambassadors appointed for the first time will be women, while among newly appointed consul general, over 40% will also be women. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Saba Binta Sumaya from Bogora, Bangladesh. How would you define a truly happy person? You'll hear the answers later in the listener's corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. Hans is also this week's bonus question winner. He wrote, happiness is not a permanent situation. Happiness comes at unexpected moments in life, like holding your firstborn in your arms, holding hands with your loved ones, tasting food that reminds you of your childhood, or being able to help a stranger. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Hans, and I think that a lot of unhappiness comes from people expecting happiness to be a permanent situation. Now, contentment, that comes closer to being a permanent state of mind, although there is always suffering in life, to say nothing of the myriad little annoying things that come up. Accepting that, yet continuing to do the good things you can do, seems to me to be the key. At any rate, thank you for sharing your wisdom, Hans, and congratulations on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are RFI Listeners Club members Samir Mukhopadhyay from Kolkata, India, Faiza Zainab, who's also a member of the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan, and Mizanur Rahman from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Last but certainly not least, RFI English listener Tafriya Tahura from Munshiganj, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, our beloved sportsman Paul Myers wrote about yet another speedy Kenyan, Ruth Chepngetich. Chepngetich not only won the Chicago Marathon this past Sunday, she set a world record. She finished the 42-kilometer course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 56 seconds, beating the previous long-distance record set by almost 2 minutes. That record was set by Ethiopia's Tigis Dassefa at the 2023 Berlin Marathon. She also became the first woman to win the Chicago Marathon 3 times since the marathon first started in 1977. As Paul informed us, Chepngetich dedicated her historic feat to her fellow Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum, who died in a car accident last February in Kenya, only 4 months after he set the world record in the men's race at the 2023 Chicago Marathon. I want you to reread Paul's article, Kenya's Ruth Chepngetich Sets Women's World Record at Chicago Marathon, and send in the answers to these questions. Who came in second and third in the women's race? Be sure and include their nationality as well. Again, reread Paul Myers' article, Kenya's Ruth Chepngetich Sets Women's World Record at Chicago Marathon, and send in the answers to these questions. What are the names and nationalities of the women who took second and third place in the 2024 Chicago Marathon race? You'll find Paul's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, and on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question is from Lata Akhtar Murshida from Bogura, Bangladesh. Her question is, how do you describe real friendship? Give an example. Good question, Lata. Listeners, what do you think? How do you describe a true and deep friendship? Be sure you give an example. Thanks, Lata, for the suggestion. What about you? Do you have a bonus question idea? Send it to me at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. You have until the 11th of November to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 16th of November to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
I'm Alain Bleu. Hello from Paris.
You know what that means. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Saba Binta Sumaya from Bogura, Bangladesh, was, how would you define a truly happy person? Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, "A person becomes truly happy when he successfully completes his or her responsibility as a son or a daughter, as a father or a mother." Dipika Chakrabarty believes it's about contentment. She wrote, "A truly happy person has a pleasing and helpful nature and is satisfied with whatever God has given him or her. His presence and behavior bring hope and joy to others around him." Father Stephen Wara also believes service is key to happiness. This is what he wrote. "My definition of a happy person is one who, as a Christian, truly loves God first before all human beings and things, and who also is ready to serve and sacrifice for others rather than to be served." This can, of course, be applied to believers of all religions and non-believers too. Helmut Matt is more in line with today's bonus question winner, Hans Werner Lolica. For him, it's about contentment more than happiness. Here's Helmut's response. "There are many things that make people happy, but you can only feel happiness when you realize that its opposite also exists. Happiness is always the overcoming of pain. Happiness is also the power that keeps us alive, that gives us light and joy. Everything is limited, even happiness. People are only truly happy when they recognize this, when they understand happiness as something that is given to them as a gift, as something that they love, that they should hold on to and be happy about. But the most important thing about happiness is contentment, not constantly striving to get more and more, but enjoying what you have and being happy with it." Jayanta Chakrabarty believes that, as he wrote, "happiness comes through peace of mind and when you've achieved your goal in life through hard work and honesty. A truly happy person need not be a rich man, but one who has a happy family and good friends for company." Ali Shahzad wrote, "A happy person lives life simply, very far away from materialism and showing off. A happy person has a kind face. A happy person smiles." Amin, Ali. For Malik Muhammad Mehtab Kokar, it's quite simple. It's about having the freedom to do what he wants. Priyanka Paul is quite realistic and practical. She wrote, "These days, it seems most people are suffering from different problems, but suffering. It seems illness and other problems are now just a regular part of life. So we run after money and try to be successful. Whoever can get there will be a happy person." Shahnawaz Akhtar Papi is also practical. She wrote, "A happy person is someone who has a bit of land, a house of his own, a small family, someone who is educated but is simple and kind-hearted." Debashis Gope believes becoming fully human is when happiness occurs, and for him that means education, truthfulness, and love for all. Kashif Khalil believes it's all about love, too, as he wrote, "A truly happy person for me is the one who loves all creatures and recognizes they are blessed." I have a challenge for you, my friend. What about lizards? Swapan Kumar Chandra had this to say, "A truly happy person, based on my perspective, is someone who finds joy in the simplicity of life while being engaged in meaningful activities. For example, in my case, it includes the intellectual pursuit of philately, the calm intellectual focus on stock trading, and the nostalgic pleasure of listening to shortwave radio stations, which seems to be practically obsolete in the current internet era. I appreciate connections with people from various cultures, and this sense of exploration and connection keeps me fulfilled. Additionally, my retirement from work allows me the space to indulge in hobbies that reflect my curiosity, like collecting view cards, while enjoying the peace that comes with being free of work obligations." Lastly, I remember Bobby McFerrin's song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." It is so true. In every life, we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. I think truly happy people are always singing this song. And I will play that song for you at the end of the show. I love it too, Swapan. Radio is what makes Shivindu Paul a happy person. Here's what he wrote. I don't think money or luxury leads to happiness. Money is needed for our lives, but it's not an indicator of a happy person. Healthy life practices may actually be the key to happiness. Spending time with family, friends, and in nature promotes a healthier outlook on life. Spending time listening to the radio and DXing makes me a happy person. Radio friends, radio program presenters, including you, Susan. Thank you, Shivindu. Plus, membership in radio clubs also makes me a happy person and connects me with people around the world. Happy DXing, everyone. Let's end with Rodrigo Hunriche, who usually writes something that makes me chuckle. Here's his take on happy people. Someone who feels generally comfortable, content, self-realized, currently pleased, as if to say, I can die peacefully now. It might be difficult, but what if there was a pleasure light in brain scanners that would light up when asked the question, can you die peacefully now? Rodrigo, what a great idea. I am racking my brain to think of a neurologist I can ask if that is possible or could be possible or will be possible someday. I remember reading about a brain researcher who wanted to analyze his dog's brain to see if the dog really loved him or just the treats he gave him. That's the kind of brain researcher who would at least listen. Rodrigo, you've given me a new mission. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Lata Akhtar Murshida from Bogura, Bangladesh, is, how do you describe real friendship? Give an example. Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. And thanks again, Lata, for the suggestion. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
There's an African-American song, 19th century, which is so great. It says, when it looked like the sun wasn't gonna shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the clouds. Imagine. And I've had so many rainbows in my clouds. I had a lot of clouds. But I have had so many rainbows. And one of the things I do when I step up on a stage, when I stand up to translate, when I go to teach my classes, when I go to direct a movie, I bring everyone who has ever been kind to me with me. Black, white, Asian, Spanish-speaking, Native American, gay, straight, everybody. I say, come with me. I'm going on the stage. Come with me. I need you now. Long dead. You see? So I don't ever feel I have no help. I've had rainbows in my clouds. And the thing to do, it seems to me, is to prepare yourself so that you can be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. Somebody who may not look like you, may not call God the same name you call God, if they call God at all. You see? I may not eat the same dishes prepared the way you do, may not dance your dances or speak your language, but be a blessing to somebody. That's what I think.
Thank you, Maya Angelou, for the reminder. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our sound engineer, Adrien Toureau, for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week, the 26th of October, for the answer to the question about the political groups in France's National Assembly. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Susan, although it's really music from Swapan today. Swapan Kumar Chandra noted in his response to the bonus question today that he thinks happy people should sing Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy at all times. So let's hear it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.